4:53 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, Yawm al-Arbi'ah, on our program, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And of course, we want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Where is he? Ustad is in Pietermaritzburg. Yes, my beloved listeners, today is the 15th of Sha'ban, 1444, and 15 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and our Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 15th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we continue with chapter 25, Surah Furqan, and verse number 61. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Tabarak Alladhi, all the barakah, all the blessings and glory are vested with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who is Almighty Allah? Ja'ala fi sama, He is made above your sky, above your heads, there in the skies. What is He created? Buruja. What is the meaning of Buruja? The stars, the planets, whatever you can think of, all that could be included. And a manifestation, Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. When we just look up, what do we see? We see that millions of stars shining in their glory and beauty. And thereafter, waja'ala fiha siraja. And above our heads, we see Almighty Allah made the greatest lamp and lantern, which we call the sun, S-U-N. And how we can't even look into the sun for a few minutes. So bright and majestic it is, the effulgence, the radiance of Almighty Allah's creation. If Allah's creation is so powerful, then what about Almighty Allah Himself? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence, the radiance in the heavens and the earth. So these are just signs of the creation of Almighty Allah, so that we appreciate our Creator and worshipping alone. We bow down to Him alone. We prostrate and make sajda to Him alone. Wa qamaram munira. Qamar means decrease, increase. That is the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. Every three nights, the name changes. The first three nights, it is called the Hilal. Therefore, you read the dua, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin, and remember the 14th night. And if you just saw it, this 14th night, remember it was so beautiful, like gold in color. I even mentioned it, remember, in the mosque day in our masjid. That, oh brothers, did you see the 14th night moon? It was shining in its brilliance and glory. So that is Laylatul Badr. And Qamar, the waxing and the waning of the moon, the increase and the decrease. Therefore, gambling is called Qimar. Increase and decrease of the money. Obviously, gambling is haram and unlawful. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made the moon Qamaram Munira. shining, glittering. Sometimes it's shining more, sometimes it's shining less. So to show us everything is in the control of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Let us take you throughout the world and give you stories. Let's start with the haram and illegitimate state of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Ben Gurion says they're going to demolish more and more homes of the Palestinians during the month of Ramadan. So these are people who are the real terrorists, the real haramis, and they are the narcissists. Remember that. Israel strikes Aleppo, Halab, and the airport there in Syria, 3 people killed. They can shoot, they can kill, they can do what they want to, because America supports them, Europe supports them. They're all complicit in these war crimes. Remember that. Yesterday in Jenin, they martyred and murdered 6 of our people, the Palestinians. But last night, we all made dua against the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Sooner, inshallah, rather than later, you will find there will be retribution, divine punishment. Even the birds and the crows are taking, remember, the Israeli flag and tearing it up to pieces. You see, when Almighty Allah punished Abraha and his cronies and comrades who came with a big, big elephant, Allah forbid to destroy the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. So Almighty Allah send the small, small, tiny little birds. So these ababil, these birds came in their flocks and they came there. And tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil, and they would throw down the small, small little stones and pebbles, and that would decimate and destroy them. O Jutas, see the signs are turning against you. Even the crows and the birds are tearing your flags up to pieces. Ukraine, you must remember, they're proposing now LGBT. They want to legalize that because America tells them you must go that direction. That is what America is bullying all the countries, and you must allow lesbian, gay brigade and all gender, transgender and so forth. Every satanic system they want to legalize. And remember, United Nations said gender equality will take centuries to come into effect. So remember that by that time there, they all will be dead and the Muslims will be ruling, inshallah. Look at Bangladesh. What happens there? Allah alone knows all the details. 12 people dead and 140 injured. So this is how they destabilize our countries. They will get people, they will pay them, and they will tell them, put a bomb here, put a bomb there, explode here. So that is what they do, you must remember. Saudi Arabia can never get enough. They get making $1 billion per day with their oil, but they want more and more. So Saudi Arabia hikes up the oil prices for Europe and for Asia. Look at India. India is playing smart move. India is ditching the dollar, and when it's dealing with its neighbor Sri Lanka, so they will deal in their own local currency and they won't worry about the dollar and so forth and so on. So we must remember Moody's. You know Moody's? They're people about the agencies. So Moody's have warned Israel, if you are going to bring about changes and reform to the judicial system, then you definitely will face, you must remember, a downgrade and so forth. Look at Saudi Arabia. Now they made a soccer team for the females and the ladies and told them, go play soccer. This is our honor. Freedom for the ladies. See how the deceptive plan of Shaitan and Satan and Lucifer is working. And then the trains that are going from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, also there the drivers of those trains, majority or half of them females. So this is your new Saudi Arabia, the haram Saudi Arabia. Some things which Islam never ever allows, that is what they thrive on. And they call it because they want to dress to impress. They want to impress the West. But the more they try that, the more humiliated they get. And you know that we had a program here last night, mashallah, in Masjid-e-Swalihin. Salihin. What Allah's help, Allah's mercy, it went very, very well. Our brothers, Muhammad Salim Asmal and Dawood Monli, came all the way from Durban to assist us. May Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward them, mashallah. And today our program is 8:30 to 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku and Maulana Zahid Khan, inshallah, the interview. 11 to 12, inshallah, will be the bliss of marriage. 105 to 130 will be Surah At-Teen, Wateeni wa Zaytun, chapter number 95. And today will be verses 5 and 6. And today is Wednesday. So after Zuhur, remember your du'as are accepted. So beg Almighty Allah, many du'as you forgot to make last night for some reason or the other. Allah Jalla Wala, through His infinite grace and mercy, is giving us another opportunity, and that is today, Wednesday, after Zuhur Salat, 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Raise your hands and keep on begging Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Those of us who are fasting, remember, whenever you feel like, raise your hands, and the Sa'im, the fasting person's du'as will be accepted. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim. Ya Allah, whatever little bit humble, broken efforts we are trying, our siyam, our qiyam, our extra salat, tilawat of Quran, you accept it. This is a trial run for Ramadan, inshallah. And exactly, inshallah, 2 weeks' time will be the first Taraweeh, the 22nd of March, inshallah al-Aziz. And the Thursday, we will be fasting, inshallah, 2 weeks hence. So may Almighty Allah make it easy for us. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in these days that are left of Sha'ban. Spare us for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, you save and preserve, protect us for Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا and protect, preserve Ramadan for us. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we are going to do, whatever good speech, out of your grace, mercy, benevolence, accept it, O beloved Allah.
Ustad, I've got brother Robert. He says that, morning AK, what does China want from Africa, Ustad?
What's the question, Maulana?
He says, what does China want from Africa, Ustad?
Remember, all the countries want to overtake Africa because Africa has the largest amount of countries, the continent. It has the largest amount of natural minerals and so forth. So the Chinese are playing it very, very smart. You must remember that they don't come with their guns and bombs and army. They come to Africa and tell them, your infrastructure, we will build it. Your airports and your harbors and whatever else, your stadia and whatever you need. But always, like the insurance companies, they will have a fine print. If you default, then all this we will confiscate and it will become ours. And then we will dictate the terms. So you see, the French were here. And now they're losing ground. Mali kicked them out. And Burkina Faso kicked them out. And very well you did, my brothers, in Burkina Faso, Mali. Then the Americanos, the Yankees are there. They want to come with their guns blazing and building bases here and there. And then, obviously, you'll have Europe also. So Britain also. So that is how they all want to loot and plunder Africa. They know how Africa works. You just get hold of the ruling party, or you get hold of some rich families and make them millionaires, multi-billionaires in dollars. And sometimes it's dirty dollars and sometimes it's clean dollars. So like that, you find some dirty dollars in Pala Pala also. So anyway, you must remember this. So all this is because they want their hegemony to continue.
I see Brother Luke says, so AK, what happens if you try to land on the White House with a helicopter without authorization? AK, Luke, Ustad.
That will be the last flight you will take. You must remember, they'll shoot you, obviously. And then there's a foolish thing to do. They won't allow you. I've been to the White House inside 2000 when I went before 9/11. Remember, when you are walking there, you know. So, Luke, you haven't been there. You're very naive. So you must remember this. that while you walking on the pathway towards the entrance of the White House, that time used to allow thousands of people. Nowadays is much more restricted, but nevertheless, so on the way also they have, you must remember, all their cameras and they have their hidden gadgets. They can even hear what you are speaking and spying on you and so forth. So before you can even come near there, they won't ask you questions and so forth. They will shoot you and your helicopter to pieces, obviously.
Anonymous says, is frustration a raid from Shaitan? Who's that?
Remember that people get frustrated because things don't go according to their desires. The only place that everything will go according to our desires is Jannat al-Firdaus, is paradise. And therefore we as Muslims should know what are the prerequisites for paradise and Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. And whosoever fears standing in the court of Almighty Allah, the Divine Court for Justice, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he suppresses himself and his desires. See, today majority Muslims in the world are fasting. Why are they fasting? So that they imbue, inculcate the angelic qualities for the love of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, our love for you is so immense and intense that the halal, lawful food we will not touch. The lawful water, drink and juice we will not go near to. Our legal spouse we will not go near to. For your love, for your pleasure, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So we learn self-discipline. We learn self-purification. For that 14, 15, 16, 18, 20 hours, depending which country, which continent you are in. So once you do that, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ, then Jannat is your resting place. Whatever you desire, that is what will happen. Yea, in this world, there are vicissitudes. There are ups and downs. There are challenges and problems. There are dukh and sukh. Dukh, there will be problems, and sukh, there will be happy moments. Quran Sharif teaches us in chapter 94, and what were Almighty Allah teaches us in verses 5 and 6, chapter 94, verses 5 and 6, فَإِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, إِنَّمَا الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. For every difficulty, there are two eases, there are two reliefs. Therefore, the hadith teaches us, Mustadrak Hakim, لَيَّغْلِبَ أُسْرٌ يُسْرَيْن. One difficulty can never overcome two relief and two ease and two, you know, blessings and bounties from Almighty Allah. So a Muslim must never become frustrated in that sense that now he gives up hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. O listener, when things work according to our way, our woman's fancies, desires, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, and it works very good. Alhamdulillah, bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah through His bounty and benevolence that the good deeds reach their ending and conclusion. And when things go against our desires, we get frustrated and so forth, like load shedding, water shedding, then say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Almighty Allah in all cases and circumstances. And in Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar. We seek your protection, Ya Allah, from the condition and the state of the people in Jahannam and in the hellfire. So if you read the whole dua, excellent, and because of your worry, sorry, anxiety, read abundantly Surah 21, verse 87, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. So do that and Allah will remove your worry, sorry, anxiety and frustration.
I've got Ezekiel, Ustad. He says that AK, has Putin ever been invited to the White House by a U.S. president? Ustad Ezekiel.
So you must remember that he had excellent ties with Trump and all that. You forgot all that. So you must remember, you don't know what Trump said. Day before yesterday, today is Wednesday, Monday, Trump said, make me the president. of United States and remove Sleepy Joe, and I will stop this war in 24 hours because me and Putin, we have wonderful relationship and so forth. So he, Trump and Putin used to meet so many times, you must remember, whether they met in Moscow or whether they met in Washington, whether they met in different places in Camp David or whether they met privately. They had excellent ties, you must remember that. If you know anything about the real politics of the world, you see all this that you are seeing today, that you got covered in corona and a new vaccine and a new, you must remember, booster and rooster and all this satanic activities coming in. Yesterday they announced a new vaccine, a new pandemic is going to hit the world and so forth. All lies, you must remember that. But the politicians, they want their money. The doctors, majority of them, they will tell you, you must take this. Like how now the measles, it's got porcine and pork, but they'll tell you, you must take it. So you must remember this. They wanted to start this in 2016, 2017. They never expected that Trump will win. They were sure Hillary Clinton will win, and then they will start their agenda. But Wamakaru, Wamakarallah, they plot and plan, and Allah has his master plan. Trump came in, and Trump is a loose cannon. Remember that. He will say, tell them this whole climate talk and climate change, lot of bull dust it is. He told them that, you see. Then he tells them, you must remember that they used to always say that the Russians influenced the elections. For what they would say that? Because it went against what they were hoping and planning and so forth. For them, it was a done deal that Clinton, Hillary will win. But Trump came, he upset the apple cart. And therefore, they made sure there must be no second term for him. And then Biden, Sleepy Joe, had to come in and so forth. For this very reason. So Trump wants to fight again 2024. And remember, he'll be 77, 78 years old. And Sleepy Joe is already 80 years old. It will be the contest between the two old retired guys. If these two guys are going to become the candidates, one side Sleepy Joe and one side Trump. But I think both of them will lose, and both parties will bring in some youngsters. That's what I think that will happen.
I've got brother Mason. He says, I'm so sorry, AK, that y'all Arab nations refuse to allow Palestinians to migrate to neighboring Arab nations and become citizens. Ustad, Mason.
Mason, you got the whole stick on the wrong end, my brother. For why must they migrate? They are there for thousands of years and so forth. They're going to take over the whole of Israel, inshallah. You don't see all the changes that are taking place, all this murdering, killing the Palestinians. They think they will change the public opinion, whether it is Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, or whether it is Ben Gvir, the real terrorist, or whether it is Smotrich. You must remember, the war criminal, according to the editorial of the Haaretz newspaper. So a whole lot of them are terrorists and war criminals. They think they will change public opinion. Nay, it will not change now. Now, majority are going to turn against this right-wing government, the Kemp and the group of thugs, as the Haaretz newspaper calls them. And you will see this week, Saturday night, again, there'll be 200,000, 300,000, and more people will choose this movement till this government is torpedoed and overthrown and so forth. And then, remember, they can never form a government that will last. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ Chapter 59, verse 14. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ اللَّا يَعْقِلُونَ. There are people who got no intelligence and no brains. People think that Jews are very clever, but Quran says they got no brains. How can you have brains when you're murdering innocent people, civilians, children, baby killers, killers of prophets and messengers? فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. So remember this, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that they kill one group of prophets and they rejected the other group of prophets. So that is why Allah Ta'ala cursed them. And remember that the start of the decline of Israel has started. Allah Ta'ala gave Palestine to the Crusaders, the Christians, Mason, for 88 years. And then they were removed, humiliated. Saladin came. Allah Jalla Wala gave it to the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and the Haramis and the real terrorists for 75 years now. And very soon they will lose it, and the whole of Israel, Palestine, will take it over. So what you talking about migrating? As far as Arab regimes go, majority of them are not even Muslim. They are traitors, they are murtads, they are apostates to Islam. Remember, they are total sellouts. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs." And the hadith, the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, authentic saying and hadith of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I've got a brother, Ustad, he's listening to you right now, not from South Africa, but of course he is living in South Africa. He's an American. The way I see the question, it says, my neighbor wants me to take down my Trump flag. It's on my property. I will not take it down, AK. How do I avoid confrontation? I don't want trouble, Ustad.
Remember, yeah, there are three issues. Issue number one, yesterday after the talk and the dua, so we made dua for various countries. One country we made dua was Libya. So, mashallah, the Arab brother came, and then we spoke a little bit in Arabic. So I told him, Sheikh, you are there from Tarapolis, from Tripoli, and so forth. He said, nearby. Then another brother came. He said, Sheikh, I met you. So I asked him, where you met me? He said, I met you there in Venezuela. And I asked him, where in Mendoza? He said, yes. So I said, subhanallah. So all this happened last night. So you, my brother, you are holding the Trump flag on your property. So that's fine. It's your democratic right. You support which party you want to. You want to support Trump and the GOP, the grand old party, the Republican. Nobody can stop you. And if another neighbor and somebody want to put Sleepy Joe or the Democrats, so nobody can stop. So you don't have to worry about anybody. This is South Africa, my brother. You got more freedom here in South Africa than in your America. So don't get intimidated. It's on your property. You put whoever's flag you want to. Remember that nobody can harm you. So this is Viva South Africa. Therefore, we love it so much. Every corruption you will find here. So therefore, my brother, you must put a bigger flag also and say the Trump is my Trump card. No problem, my brother.
I like that one, Ustad. There's a nanny from Mayfair West. Perhaps Muftisab can help the Ummah here in South Africa. Should we write letters to the government for them not to have load shedding during the month of Ramadan, Ustad?
You must remember, let me tell you a story, nanny. That, you know, Monday night, they said 7 o'clock, then 8 o'clock, and I don't know what time exactly. But remember, then you got two new ministers, and you got the cabinet bloated and increased, and one minister was now Minister of Electricity, right? I arrived in Durban, then we came here, it was 6 o'clock yesterday, and when I arrived here, they told me 5 o'clock, 3/4, half of Pietermaritzburg, no power. Not load shedding, that something happened to the substation or whatever, I don't understand this thing, transformer. And then, now what can we do? We have lecture, we have program, so we only turn our focus to Almighty Allah. We can't go contact the Minister of Electricity. We can't go and contact the government. You must remember, they will tell you DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. So, Kala, Nanima, you have to turn to Allah. So we turn more and more to Allah. Ya Allah, you know we have our lecture, we have our program, we announced it. You help us, Ya Allah. So now the lecture is going to start at around 20 to 9, 8:40, 8:30, 8:35. The lights come back, the power comes back, and it's all systems go. So Kala Nanima, every day now, start today, and especially today after Zohar Salat, read two salat, zakat, salat extra and say, Ya Allah, make our life easy during Ramadan. And Ya Allah, make load shedding, keep it to its minimum. And read Surah 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Oh Allah, perfect for us our nur, our radiance, our effulgence. We are Muslims. We're not only concerned about this world. We want power. We want nur, radiance, effulgence. We want all that in this world. We want it in our qabr, in the barzakh. We want it on the day of justice, Ya Allah. Now I'll be going just now 5 minutes time for Fajr Salat. So I'm here by my niece's place, here my sister's daughter and her husband, Yunus Muhammad. So Abu Rayhan. So now what you find? So when we walk from here to the masjid, to the mosque, what we say? As Muslims, every day when you go for Fajr Salat, you must read, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi badani nura, wa an yamini nura, wa an shimali nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa wara'i nura. So the Muslim starts his day begging Almighty Allah for radiance and effulgence. Ya Allah, give me nur, radiance, effulgence in my body, in my eyes, in my ears, in my tongue, on my right, on my left, in front of me, behind me, above me, beneath me. So that is the Muslim. So we're asking Allah. So when we do that, Allah Jalla Wala will bless us with nur, radiance and effulgence here in this world, in our grave and on the day of justice as well.
Sister Tully says, AK, the signs of the world ending are near. Can you please tell us how many years we have left? Because life sucks. This is Sister Tully, Ustad.
Sister Tully, your first statement is correct. Your second statement, I'll explain to you, that the time is coming very, very near. Go read, my sister Tully, chapter number 21 and verse 1, the beginning of the 17th Supara, 17 Jews, 17th part of the Noble Quran, chapter 21, verse 1. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The accountability reckoning is coming nearer and nearer for humanity, meaning the day of Hisab, the day of reckoning is coming. But they, the human beings, they turning away to secularism, capitalism, democracy, Zionism, every satanic system, they turning away and leaving the divine system. Therefore, they speak of human rights, but they forget divine rights. So we inviting trouble and the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah ourselves, my sister. Regarding the exact date and so forth, that only Almighty Allah knows. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us signs of the day of justice. There will be so much alcohol, there will be so much illegitimate children and so much zina, fornication, adultery. There will be the LGBT and there will be all these wars and all that we see taking place. So all these are the signs. One day, my sister Tilly, the archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, came as a student in the form of a human being. And as a student, and he asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mal Iman, what is faith and conviction? Mal Islam, what is Islam? Then he asked, Mata taqumu sa'ah, when will the day of Qiyamah come? The day of justice, the exact date, time, everything. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lama min as-sa'il. The one you are asking does not know more than the one who has asked the question. Meaning, all the finer details, only Almighty Allah knows. But we know it will occur on a Friday. Which Friday? That only Almighty Allah knows. And the signs I will explain to you. But the exact time, date, all that, that's only in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. So one dua we read now on this Mubarak blessed day of 15 Shaban, chapter number 3, verse 194. You must check it up and refer to it, my sister Tully. Chapter 3, verse 194. Wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah. O Almighty Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Last question.
I've got a listener says here, I love your Q&A. I am from Overport. I just want to know, are former presidents free to go where they want and do what they want, Ustad?
So you must remember, if you're speaking of South Africa, you're speaking of America, you're speaking of Britain, all of them, you must remember, they have their perks, they have their retirement, they have their pension, all in place, and that they will be given right till the time of their death. So it's not that when they retire or when they are kicked out of office and so forth, so then they are deprived. No, all that will be given to them and so forth and so on. So that's why, for what you think people fight elections and so forth. You know, in South Africa, under apartheid, it was the gravy train. And now it's gone the gravy plane. And the gravy is getting more and more, my brother. If you flew on Emirates, then you will know there's an A380, you know. You get economy, then you get business, then you get the first class, and you got double-decker, all this. So they going right in the double-decker. Ordinary mortals like me, we right at the bottom, my brother. Make dua for our beloved country. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Allah ta'ala grant us safety, security. Surah 12, verse 64. Fallahu khayrun hafidha. Almighty Allah is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.